No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games, where I would like to say officially off the top, thank you. Thank you for listening, and welcome.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and fuck cops. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie.
And we play video games. Well, we don't play them on here. We talk about the ones we play. We have a beverage. We recommend something, and we have some real-life XP.
And before all that, I read a quote of the day. So piss off, Satan, and don't take me for dumber than I am.
Okay.
I don't know who said that.
I don't either.
These nuts!
Ginger, you want to open your beverage first? I'm not really looking forward to mine, so you can go first.
Sure. I don't know if I'm looking forward to mine either. This might not be that good.
But what are we doing to ourselves?
I have a sparkling botanicals Shishandra berry. It is steeped botanicals in sparkling water.
Shishandra berry? That doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds pretty. I just remember the Shishandra. Other one. I just remember the other one I had was not good. Like, it was weird. So, here, I'll save you some in the can.
Yeah, I'll try it.
It tastes like
a carbonated herbal tea. Mm. Like a very sweet herbal tea with, like, flower petals or something in it.
Yes, it does.
Dried berries.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I've never had Shishandra berry. I don't know if I'll ever have it again. But I'll give this a...
Where can you get a Shishandra berry?
I'll give this a 2.5 out of 5, because I'm not sure. Maybe later on in this episode
I'll give it a 2 out of 5.
A higher or lower.
And I'm going to drink a neutral... A watermelon flavored vodka seltzer and juice in a can.
Oh shit. You drinking a vodka and a seltzer? Like, you don't like liquor and you hate seltzers.
But it's watermelon with real juice. It says the stuff tastes good. Like, really good. Like, mm-hmm. That one time on that night you'll never forget. Good. That good.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't believe it, but...
I don't believe it either. That's a weird opener.
It's got a resealable lid.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
I probably should have had a glass for this, but I'm drinking right out of the can. This is more like a pouring lid, it looks like.
Yeah. How is it?
It's not bad. It's similar to the beverage you had. It, like, tastes similar.
That's funny.
It's a little bit watermelon-y, a little bit, like, herbal tea. A little bit seltzer.
Okay.
It tastes more like a watermelon candy than real watermelon.
So not as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No, I think I'll give the neutral, spelled N-U-T-R-L, watermelon flavor. I think I'll also give it a 2 out of 5.
That's fair.
It's drinkable, pretty much.
What?
All right. We'll be right back with some real life XP.
Now it's time for real life XP.
TMCR LLC GRPVG.
H.
What?
It's just another letter.
Flawless victory.
Okay.
IJK.
Do we want to kind of have the same real life XP? Because I'm going to talk about our new kitty, Autumn.
Okay, you go first.
Yeah, we adopted another kitty when Tango was missing. I visited a place here locally, a little shelter, this cat got on my shoulders like Tango. We trained Tango without training. She is a tortoiseshell cat, and her name is Autumn. She's like almost a year old, so she's very full of it compared to ours. She'll jump
on your shoulders and chew on your fingers.
She will rub her face on your face. She's very sweet. So we're taking it a little slow with the other cats because we don't want to cause any bad feels with our cat. Our two older cats, so it's cute to see them at the door waiting, like, to come into the other room, like, can we come in, but
for now, they're locked out separate.
Yeah, just to kind of acclimate each other's smells to each other, so, like, they won't be, like, surprised at smells, so.
This is Sparta!
Test your might.
It's kind of interesting to have another kitten.
So how many XP for adopting a cat?
Since now we have three cats, and it's almost a year old, I'm going to say 310,000 because it's...
A megabyte.
It's really fun. I can't wait for them to be all together. Uh-huh. I really don't like keeping them separate, but I know you have to do that with cats. So, like... We don't need Tango to piss all over this house again. So that's mainly kind of what we're doing. I think T-Bone will be fine. We'll see, though. And I don't know when. But yeah, that's what I'll get. Will, what about you? What's your real life XP?
I'll say we went up north for a night. Went and visited a friend who has some land with a camper on it.
Yep.
Water and electric hook up there permanently, pretty much.
Yeah.
Got a camper parked right in between two lakes. It was pretty cool.
It was a very beautiful ride.
Uh-huh. So we went up there and had a bonfire and drank some beer. Because what else?
Well, y'all drank beer. I just drank some soda pop and water. Uh-huh.
You had root beer, so.
That was really good root beer, too.
So I'll say about 200,000.
Yeah, that was cool. It was really pretty. It was nice to visit your buddy and their friend? Girlfriend?
Boom. Roasted.
Wife? I don't think they're married. Whatever. Nope. They were very nice, though. It was fun.
All right. All done.
Are you still there?
With this segment.
We'll be right back with video games.
Mom spaghetti!
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, yeah?
What game you play?
I play Alien Invasion. RPG Idle Space. It's a very long name. I saw this for an ad for playing another mobile game. This is a mobile game. And it has, like, this really creepy spider alien looking creature that's black with tentacles that you play as, and you eat people in space, and it's pretty awesome. So you control it on your screen, pretty much anywhere on the screen. You just move your phone on your touch screen of your phone.
So it says idle in the title, but it's not an idle game.
So it's kind of an idle game and it's kind of not. So as you're eating people, they'll disappear, but they'll pop back up. So that's kind of almost the idle part about it, but you have to physically make the alien go around and eat stuff. So it's, I would say, half idle, honestly. And the RPG is you can upgrade your little alien guy, have other little alien guys. So it builds, like, strength, opening up.
You can probably spend money to go faster.
Absolutely. That's kind of almost any phone game.
Any free phone game that's built on that model.
Yes, especially.
Which are the ones that you'll see ads for and the ones that you have to watch ads in.
Correct. You don't really have to watch ads in this. You can just slowly build up, you know, the things that you can collect from eating humans, gaining levels. There's a little event going on right now where you can catch Pegasus and you can get additional, like, just things in the game.
You can eat the Pegasus?
Yes, you can eat the Pegasus. You have to catch them. So as you're going, you can get a larger radius of where you can catch, because there's a circle where your alien can catch.
Yeah.
You can get faster, you can carry more. So it's pretty neat. You can collect like DNA to like get different things.
So what's the bathroom situation in the game?
So I haven't seen a bathroom. They are in space.
This alien doesn't poop.
Well, so it eats all this stuff, right? And you go back to where you start. It's like this little, like, pod thing.
Yeah.
So that must be your bathroom.
That's where you go home and deposit the stuff you ate?
Yes. And it's a phone game. That sounds like a bathroom to me. Yeah. It's a phone game, so you can play in the bathroom if you'd like. But I've enjoyed it way more than I thought I was going to. I just seen it a few times. I was like, well, I mean, I have a video game podcast. It's a free game. Yeah. Why not try it? You know, I can always just delete it and forget about it and never talk about it or even diss it. But this one has been fun. You can watch ads to get like upgradable items to more meat.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
More meat to upgrade, eggs to also upgrade other things. So, I mean, yeah, you can pay to play, but I like just playing free games. Once in a while, I'll watch an ad if I want to boost myself a little more, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. What's it called again? Alien Invaders?
Alien Invasion RPG Idle Space. I fucking got it right.
Impressive.
Will, what game you play?
I played Broforce Forever.
I did too.
So Broforce is a 2D side-scrolling action shooter platformer.
God-like. Yes, it is.
You run and gun, you can shoot, and you can jump. You can stab with a close weapon, and you have a button for a special attack. There are a bunch of different characters that unlock as you play, and they all control differently.
Holy shit.
Yes, there is. There's so many, and they all have bro in the name, and it's so funny.
They're all, yeah, it's a pixel art style. It looks kind of 16-bit-ish.
Yep.
And you also have a wall climb. You can climb up walls very easily.
Yes, you can.
And all the land and buildings, most of it is destructible. So you can, like, shoot the dirt and tunnel through it.
Yep. Because there's, like, many areas where you're just getting shot at the top. So you kind of almost want to start going underground to be able to beat the level.
Tunnel under tanks and come at them from behind, the ones that don't turn around.
Legendary.
There's also sometimes air vents, so you can just open up a path to the air vent and take that down below.
Nice.
Or you can go up and over.
Okay. Neat.
And each level is pretty short, you know, a couple minutes to beat.
Yes.
But you'll probably die a lot on the stages. And so you can just restart from the beginning of the stage. Or from a super checkpoint.
Yes.
There's normal checkpoints where you start with one life, and every time you rescue a person, you change characters, and you get another life.
Yeah.
And you restart from the American flags that you plant.
Yeah. It reminds me of Team America World Police big time.
Definitely. It's that kind of, like, hey, we're America, fuck yeah.
It literally, America, fuck yeah, is in my head the entire time playing this game. Coming again and save the motherfucking day, yeah.
Like, there's a world map where you go to different countries over in, like, Southeast Asia at first. And they're like, the people here hate freedom. Probably. Let's go teach them a lesson.
Yikes. So it's very... pushing the narrative of how America thinks it's the best when it's really the worst. When they vote in the UN that food isn't, like, a thing for people, but that's, I digress.
It's so over the top that people who are into it can like it because they're like, fuck yeah, bro. And people who are against it can be like, ha, they're funny. They're making fun of these bros.
They are. Like, the characters are all either like protagonists or antagonists
action movie stars.
Yeah.
The guy with the dynamite was MacGyver.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a gun. He just throws dynamites.
I fucking hate MacGyver.
Yeah. There's another guy, I think, a Chuck Norris that just has
grenades.
They have
a couple Chuck Norrises. They have a couple, like, it's so funny.
Arnold Schwarzenegger from Commando.
Like,
and Arnold from the
Arnolds.
Terminator.
Like, RoboCop, Blade, the chick from the one movie with the gun leg.
Yeah, she shoots down from her gun from Planet Terror.
Ripley is in it. I like her.
Her and Will Smith both have, like, electric guns.
Mm-hmm. I like them. Those two, I really like when did I say Blade already? I don't know.
He just attacks with a sword, like a Conan
there's
the
Neo.
Barbarian.
Yeah,
I mean, Bronan.
Bronan. There's Neo or Nebro.
He just punches.
But they're
really good.
Strong
punches.
Because it's fucking Neo from the Matrix. And there's, like, other stuff unlocking, but it's really fucking cool.
Mr. T has a flamethrower.
Yes. It's really cool to see, like, all these, like, characters, and you're like, oh, who is that? Like, trying to figure it out from their names is fun.
And all their weapons are appropriate. You know, like, Dirty Harry has a powerful six-shooter and got to reload every time after six shots.
And they all have a special attack
Yeah, he's also got, like, firebombs, Molotov cocktails to throw. Like, Indiana Jones, his main weapon is his whip. And you can also use the whip to, like, swing from the ceiling.
Oh, nice.
And his special attack is his six shooter. He's got six bullets in his special.
There's also the brothers from the Boondock Saints, which their special is to bring the other one back to life.
Because one of them can die, like, and then you play as just one.
They're kind of like ice climbers in
Smash Bros.
Smash, thanks. Yeah, I was like searching for that. You can play this up to four players.
Yeah, online, co-op, simultaneously.
Mm.
Or local.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. It gets chaotic.
Is there any bathrooms in there? I know there's, like, oceans and stuff.
There are. I got some screenshots of all these little buildings you go through. There's bathrooms. And there's also people that will join you. You can, besides the bros you rescue who are extra lives, they're like civilians. And
oh, really?
You can go up to the civilians and you press the knife button and that gives them a gun. And they just run around shooting bad guys. Usually they just fall in a pit or get shot. But they at least try.
Hey, they're trying out. And that's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That is hilarious. This is a fun game. Looking forward to playing it again.
Yeah, it's on Game Pass now.
Mm-hmm.
Broforce Forever.
It's so cheesy shit.
It's also on PC, but
fuck yeah.
You got to get to the end of every stage, and there's like
a devil?
A Satan, wearing a business suit by the final flag.
Mm.
And you kill him, and then the helicopter comes down, and you jump on the helicopter.
Yep. And try to all jump on the helicopter, but it doesn't. As long as one person jumps on the helicopter, that's all that really matters.
When you finish the stage, then it shows you all the enemies you killed
in rapid
succession.
If you die too,
and how they die. So, like, it'll be a bunch of bodies popping up, like boom, 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 boom. And it'll be like shot, shot, burned, exploded, burned, burned, exploded, shot, shot, shot.
It's cool. I like that.
Well, there are also special, like, bonus stages where you have to, like, collect all of the thingy-majiggers.
Thingies?
Where you gotta collect all of the stuffs, whatever the items are.
Oh, there's just, like, a random item thing in there and you just have to collect them.
Like, a weapon crate, I think.
Okay.
I only tried it once. I was like, screw this, I want to shoot stuff.
Fatality.
That's fair. It's a fun game. Very much a lot of replayability. Now it's time for recommendations. Will, what do you got to recommend?
I am going to recommend Sorry Hat. Follow Sorry Hat on Twitter.
Yes.
Or on Blue Sky. He's an artist who draws really cool stuff. I just got a Ganon from him recently.
Yeah, and he did our piss jug stickers as well. And I got a Medusa and I geeked out with him about it.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to recommend him because of Ganondorf.
He has
with the old pig looking one.
He recently posted a Pokemon one that I was like, oh, I want it so bad. But you can also, you know, DM him and request to maybe buy one of his lunch sketches.
I saw that one and I said, if you ever draw a Spirit Tomb, I'm going to try and be first in line to get that one. So we'll have to watch for a Spirit Tomb in the upcoming week.
Absolutely.
Just search for Sorry Hat. You'll find it.
Yes, you will. So, I wanted to recommend a movie that we watched recently.
Oh, and links in the show notes.
And what was it? Was it Fast and the Furious 5? Fast and the Furious 5. Okay.
Was it 4 or 5?
Fuck if I know, because they're all fucking crazy labeled. All right. So I didn't think.
I thought it was 4 because at the beginning they say, I hear there's some interesting stuff going on in Tokyo.
Yeah. And then we could watch that one. Like, I've watched it before. So, all right. So, like, Fast and Furious. I didn't.
Here in my garage. Just bought this new Lamborghini here.
I didn't think, like, I would. Coming back to it, rewatching it after hearing Amanda from Wine and Crime say it's almost like they're in an RPG and like every movie, like they level up into something more ridiculous. But it is, and I'm here for it.
It definitely was
so funny.
They were definitely in a racing game with those GPSs that the bad guy boss gave them. And they're like, quick race here and dodge traffic. Like, follow your GPS.
I don't think they meant these to be comedy movies, but they fucking are so funny. I'm really enjoying them more from hearing like the whole RPG gamifying part of the Fast and Furious, and I'm really enjoying rewatching some of these movies.
Did they ever make a Fast and the Furious video game?
They're like, probably, but there's like now up to like 9 or 10. I'm against them using Paul Walker's likeness. I'm glad his family was okay with it. I think that's fucking weird and gross, but that, well, I digress. Got
Jason Momoa took his place, or took somebody's place.
Jason Momoa, Mimosa. I'm down to watch that. He's a gorgeous human being. But yeah, I recommend Fast and Furious.
He'll probably still have his Aquaman powers.
All of the fucking styles. He drives like a souped up Jeep with a fucking like what is that
the thing? Snorkel?
Yes, a snorkel. I recommend the Fast and the Furious. After the first one's serious, and then after that, it's just not serious.
You recommend 4?
I recommend them all.
Even the first especially one, 4. Where they steal microwaves and VCRs,
because they level up in the next one, and Ludacris is in it. Anyways, I really am enjoying these. They're fucking funny. Oh, we would like to shout out our patrons.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
Yeah, Mike Garrigley from Boston Harbor Horror. Chris Copeland from The Retro Hangover. Dan the Movie Seller from The Movie Seller. We have Maiden of the Veil. Go reach out to her for a tarot reading on Instagram. We have JD Lowe. He is the Burger Time champ. And last but not least, we have Daddy Keith from the Main Quest podcast.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Rappy McRapperson, for your intro music, and Inadequacy for your outro music.
If you want to get a hold of us, send us an email. GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com is our email.
Wait. We have social medias, but...
I suppose X... But
fuck that, it's Twitter.
Did you spell it with an X-I-T-T-E-R? Because you know how in Chinese, X-I is pronounced she, so then it's pronounced cheater.
Well, we know so muskier made it sheedier.
We're still on the shitter. But also Blue Sky, where we can't post GIFs yet, but that doesn't ruin a website.
No.
GIFs are for Discord now.
We're on Instagram and Facebook, too, but I'm slow at updating those.
We're on Discord. Come join us in the Retro Hangover Podcast Discord or the Secret Levels Discord.
Or ours, but it's kind of
Or quiet. Ours, too, yeah. If you want to talk about video games, though, join us in those other two.
Yeah.
If you want to just talk about other shit, then ours. If you want to play D&D, then ours. All right, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Death to fascism.
Yes.
Goodbye.